What, are you from this area?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah. Olean, you know where Olean is?
No.
It's in between.
We're not from California.
There, so. You're not?
Oh, California. Yeah, I know where California
is. Well, in between California, Missouri, and Eldon.
Oh.
Up 87, you know where 87 is?
Yeah.
Highway 87?
Yeah, yeah.
Baptist. We go to a Baptist church.
Okay.
And you know, sometimes you can't get, some Sundays you can't get enough. And I seen your van, and I love it, and I pretty much wanted to say hi.
I appreciate that. That's why we hang signs. People come up and talk to us. We don't go up and accost anyone, or, you know, chase or drag people down. Neither did Jesus. And so what we do is we go out into the marketplace. Like today we're working online. My wife's putting up a bunch of videos for our ministry. We have a website, don'tperish.com. You probably saw it. And I'm a traveling street preacher. Now, I hope this doesn't offend you, but...
Nothing offends me. Actually, I know the word. I study the word. I don't always know it, but...
So I hope this doesn't offend you.
The
truth
does not offend me.
I just came from a Baptist church.
Did you?
But I stood outside and preached to call them out.
I know what a church is, and it has nothing to do with the building.
Yeah, and I was just down here in Eldon, and we're putting up a testing, and the reason we do that is we want to help people like you if you might be questioning and wondering and going, okay. So I always like to back up, and I always like to ask people, start at like the foundation.
Right.
So Christ is our foundation.
Right.
Faith in Him. That's our foundation. That's not all there is to it, but that's the foundation.
Right.
So it's like your house. You live in a house. The foundation is not all that makes up your house, but it's really important.
Right.
Without your foundation, you don't have a house. It'll fall over, blow over. So you start with the foundation, then you put up walls and a ceiling, and then you can dwell in it. So Christ is our foundation. So what I find in America as I travel, we're full-time van dwellers. It's our house. And I preach all over the country, and we go to events. We hold gospel signs. I go to religious places, and we disciple people online. We know saints all over the world that we disciple, and we are united to. What I always ask people is, here in America, we'll talk about America, almost everybody we run into, I would say 90% of the people we run into say they believe in Jesus. And I meet a few atheists. I meet a few Muslims. Mostly, everybody says they believe in Jesus. Now, here's the big problem. While that may be true, belief in Jesus, here's what I find is very, very sad and true, and this is my mission to go and call people out of it. Very few people are following Jesus. So Jesus said in John 10, my sheep hear my voice. And then he said that little verb word that a lot of people don't like. He said, my sheep follow me. And so what we like to remind people, I don't care if they're Roman Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, we don't belong to any group. We belong to Christ and His word.
Right.
Man-made denominations and organizations were made from who?
God.
Man. They're made from man.
Okay.
The Baptists came along when? I just asked a modern pastor that. He wouldn't answer. Maybe you'll answer. When did the Baptists come along?
I don't know.
About 1620. When did Jesus establish His New Testament body?
2,000 years ago.
First century.
Yeah.
So the Baptists come along 1,600 years later.
Yeah.
That alone should make you go. And then Jesus wasn't a Baptist. You know, they say John the Baptist. That's not his name.
Right.
That's what they called him in the Bible. He was not a Baptist. They called him that because he was baptizing people in the Jordan.
Correct.
He's not a Baptist.
This is my son.
Hello there.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
So John the Baptist was not a Baptist. And so I just like to remind people, if they name the name of Jesus, what I encourage people to do is test themselves to see if they truly are following Him versus just believing and keeping a bunch of man-made rituals that have come along centuries and centuries later. And we can test by talking about what's the biblical gospel. And this is what I preach to people, and most people don't keep this, what I'm about to preach to you. So the biblical gospel means good news.
Right.
The biblical gospel to eternal life is, I just spoke about it, the foundation of Jesus Christ, His death, His burial, His resurrection, His defeating of death, His shedding of blood, and His resurrection to make a way for us. So the Bible calls us to faith in Christ, believing on what He did. That's our foundation. Many people stop right there. Yeah, I believe, and they don't go any further. It's kind of like getting married, but then never being faithful to your wife or your husband or looking after or loving them. You're kind of missing what comes after it.
Right.
So faith in Jesus. And then the Bible says, if we have faith in Christ, we will repent. We were worldly drunks and partiers and worldly religious people. we had to repent and come out of all that. Repentance is changing your mind, changing your ways, aligning yourself with the Word of God, not the culture and churchianity. Then the Bible says, when God sees your faith in Christ, He sees your repentance, willing to lose everything. Jesus said, lose your life, lose your family, you'll be hated. God will give you His Spirit. What happens when He gets your Spirit of God? You're born again, right? Faith, repentance, you're born again. The fruit that you're born again, it's not that you go to Baptist church or Catholic or Lutheran or you follow us around. We don't tell people to do that. The fruit that you're born of God, are you married?
No.
Okay. Were you ever married?
Yes.
Okay. So when you were married, I assumed you loved your wife, you were faithful, you looked after her, you took care of her. That's the fruit that's my wife. The fruit I have, love and care for her, is I love and care for her. And so, holiness and obedience to the Scriptures is the fruit you're born of God. And what you begin to do is peel off everything that's not born of God. And I like to throw in there things like Christmas and Easter that everybody in America likes to keep. These are not biblical holidays. Do you know where they came from?
They're pagan.
They're Roman Catholic pagan holidays. How can we claim Jesus and truth and follow Him while we keep Easter and Good Friday, which is a lie, and Christmas, which is a lie? And then, so that's the fruit if you're born of God. The Spirit beckons you. You study, you test, you examine, you begin to remove. We had to do all that. We had to peel off all the pagan ways. And then the last part of the gospel, many Baptists don't believe this. You have to endure to the end. Now, I don't know if you don't have to tell me. I don't know if your wife died or you got a divorce, but your marriage didn't endure.
I didn't follow the word when I was married.
Okay.
For sure. I don't care even what I said at that time. It was doubt.
Okay.
There was doubt.
That's fine. That's fine.
And that cursed my life in a lot of ways.
Right. So your marriage didn't endure, right?
Right.
And so we must endure in the faith. Many Baptists believe, say a prayer, raise your hand, believe in Jesus, go to church, be a good person. You're going to heaven no matter what. You can't be lost. That's not what the Bible teaches. Jesus said, come, follow me, pick up your cross, deny yourself. And He said this thing in Luke 13 that no modern pastor will explain to me. Ready? He said, modern pastors say, you make it too hard. You're works-based. You're legalist. Just believe in Jesus. Jesus said, strive to enter through the straight way. Many will try and they can't. If it's so easy to just believe and make it, why did our Master, Messiah, Creator say, strive? Paul says in Philippians 2, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So that's the biblical gospel. It's on the card I gave you. That's what we call people to. If you follow that, you will leave the culture. You will leave the church systems. You have to, because they keep false ways. They don't teach biblical holiness. They don't teach you to come out of the culture. The modern pastors don't dare tell you to throw your TV away, give up sports and politics and entertainment. None of that's of God, is it? Is that of God?
No.
God is holy. Mm-hmm. He wants you to Himself. He's a jealous God. So these pastors, if you look at my website, you're going to see this testing. They come out to talk to me, and they end up getting a rebuke because...
When we head back that way, we can throw it in the trash. if you're done listening, yep. I'm not in charge of your will. If God tells you to stand here, you stand here. There's something. When the Spirit is making itself apparent to you, stop and listen. Come here, Rose.
Amen. So I just preach the truth, and I want you to test me to the Word of God, but that's the truth. And so you can't claim Jesus as you belong to the Baptist faith that keeps a bunch of false ways. You can't claim Jesus if you were like me, living in the culture, worldly, carnal, not obeying. How you claim Jesus is your faith goes into action. Faith plus works. Go read James 2. James says a man is justified by his works. And the Baptists hate the book of James because it says you're justified by your works. We don't work our way to heaven.
Right.
But if you know me and you know I beat my wife and I cheat on her, what are you going to say to me? Do you think I'm a good husband?
No.
I believe I am. Isn't that enough? Faith and works. Right. So we must follow after Christ in holiness and obedience. And that's our charge. We have a large website for free. That's the other thing. Do you notice all these men of God selling the things of God, wanting your money, taking your money, putting up buildings and parking lots and big screen TVs or anything? None of this is of God.
Right.
God says, go out into the world, go into the highways and byways. And your first name was what?
Harold.
Harold.
Yeah.
I'm to invite you, Harold, to come. You're on the highway and the byway. I'm to invite you to come follow Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean come follow me. It means lay down whatever is not of God, what is not biblical, whatever is false and a lie, to lay it down and then turn and strive for Jesus. And then I'm here to help you long distance. I'll encourage you. I'll Bible study with you. Our website will encourage you. But we go out into the world. We call people to come. Jesus said few are going to find eternal life. Do you know how few is? 8 got on the ark out of maybe 1 million people. 3 came out of Sodom and Gomorrah, a town way bigger than Jefferson City.
What is it in Revelations 2000, I believe, is the number that, for those that are doing the math on that, but just like time, it's like, what is a number to God? It's,
yeah, well, yeah. Days is 1,000 years to God, mm-hmm. or 1,000 years is a day. So that's my charge when people come up, and I just challenge them to, the Bible says examine yourself and just ask yourself. I'm not asking you, you ask God, you talk to God about this. Am I living my life in a manner that I know it's fully holy, biblical, and obedient because of my faith? Am I truly born again? And am I willing? My wife's mother just died about 2 months ago. We hadn't seen her for 8 years. They hate us. She did hate us. She's dead now. Over the truth of God. And they were Lutherans. They like to go to church. They like to live their own life. They like to watch TV. They like to drink. They like to do whatever they do. We called them out of it and said, come on, follow Jesus with us. You got to give that up. They love the world. They love the things of the world. So we challenge people to this holy God that raises the bar way up here, Harold. And the modern pastors tell you, you're going to sin a lot. The standard is way down here. It's not. The standard is way up here. Didn't Jesus say your righteousness must surpass that of the Pharisees?
Yes.
Which means you won't be perfect. I'm not perfect. Which means you better be striving for perfection, which means to be fully complete and mature in Christ. Which means any sin you keep. Sin is what? The transgression against God's ways.
Result of free will.
Yeah, it's a result of free will. Any sin that you keep is a willful sin. So if you smoke, if you smoke.
Fourth day.
Huh?
Fourth day.
Good job.
Quitting everything.
Praise God. So if you smoke and you do it willfully, knowing it's destroying your temple, that's a willful sin. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:26, there is no sacrifice for those who keep willful sin, just a fiery judgment that's coming. So what God says is, I'll forgive you, I'll cleanse you, I'll wash you clean of all your sin. We were the worst of the worst. Drunks, partiers, everything, blasphemers. God washed us clean. Changed how we act, how we talk, how we dress, how we look. I retired early to go do this. This is what we do. But we have to be willing to forsake it all. Lose family. Lose friends. I'm helping a young brother up in Wisconsin. Never met him yet. He left his whole church family. He's striving on his own.
It's a scary thing.
But what's...
That's a scary thing for most people.
What's scarier, though, to fall into the hands of the living God, an angry, fiery God?
Right.
What's scarier?
Well, I contemplate. I see people physically dragging across down the streets or parking a van that's a real flashy... But it's the word. I agree with you 100%. God definitely calls you to give up everything. But it's terrifying, really. For somebody like me that feels that, I'm like I have pictures of myself physically dragging across. Like the people that some people call crazy. And, you know, it's not crazy to me.
No.
That's what gets me.
But the cross, can I help you? When Jesus says, pick up your cross, there's a guy that walks through town. You've ever seen him with the wooden cross?
I know his name is
His name is James. He's a heretic. He's a false teacher.
Well, that's not the guy that I've met. Okay. There's another guy, and I'm not gonna say his name.
Whatever. But this guy, James, he's a false teacher. He's involved with man-made religion. He teaches false gospel. He makes people feel good with the cross. You know what the cross, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is supposed to make you feel?
Shame. Yeah.
Guilt.
Yeah.
Repentance, yeah. Flee to holiness. Yeah. He tells people, Jesus loves you. He died for your sins while you're living in it and keeping it. No, he didn't. Jesus never will, never, ever save you in your sin. He's going to save you out of your sin. Come out of your sin. Like you're trying to struggle to quit smoking. My wife was smoked for many years, had to quit. And that was before we were believers. But that's my charge to people, is to study the scriptures. That's where I'm here to help you. And to know, test yourself. Man-made religion has brought the standard of God way down here. And God says, my standard's here. It's called my son. And if you'll repent, he'll wash you clean and he'll bring you up to that standard. You don't deserve it, neither do I. He'll bring you to the standard, and then you know what he does? He gives you strength and power and grace and courage to live it and keep following him. Nope, we'll never be as good as him, but look what we're doing. We're striving after him on the narrow road. We keep chasing this glorious Savior. We don't live down here. Amen?
I believe you. Thank you. Actually, amen. I believe. I should say, I believe.
Amen.
I agree with you.
Now, believe and follow and obey, and I'm here to help you. My website's there. My phone number's on there. You can email me. I'd love to disciple with you. I'll study the word with you. If you find something I teach that you think is an error, call me. We'll talk about it. I'm testable. I'm teachable.
Right.
All right? I have to be. Otherwise, I'd be prideful. But see, the modern pastors, they come out. They won't be tested. Now, what do you call a man that will not be tested against the word of God?
Safe. Yeah.
Satan. My name is James.
James.
Yeah.
My favorite book. Can I pray with you?
I don't pray with people I don't know. Don't be offended.
That's fine. I understand.
I don't pray with people I don't know, but I appreciate that. I really do. Jesus, we're very clear about that. In the Bible talks about praying in private, and I know this is private, but I don't pray with people I don't know because I think there's wisdom in that. I will be praying for you.
Right.
And if you want to pray for me and my wife and our mission, I'd love that. Here's where your real intent will be. If your heart is right for us and God, you and I will become brothers. And we'll strive in the things of God, even long distance. I don't care if I'm out in California preaching. I'll get on the phone. I'll study with you. I'll help you. I'll encourage you. You be the Noah right here in this town. We need a Noah here in this area. I'll be leaving. We need a preacher of righteousness. It ain't that James guy. It ain't these Baptist guys. It ain't these other guys. We need a preacher of righteousness right in this area, holding the gospel. You see my gospel signs. Holding a gospel sign on the corner, calling people to repentance. Living holy, stripping down who you are to be a representation of God. And that's what I'm here to encourage you to do that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. I hope many years visit you. Thank you. And I'll check out your site. Nice meeting you.
Hope to hear from you.
You too.
Yep. God be praised.